Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 o'clock, and you have Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for waking up with us, everybody. We're going to catch up with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center now. We have Paul Trombley joining us. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Paul, how have you been?
Not too bad. How are things going there?
Doing well. Got a nice, the sun is trying to kick through those clouds out there, but it looks like it's going to be one of those kind of days today. What is it looking like on your end?
Yeah, still looking like the cloud cover is still quite persistent, about maybe a few peaks getting through here at some points today, but otherwise still with the clouds, a couple light showers, sprinkles, as highs reach the mid-40s. West winds 10 to 15. A few light showers tonight, down to 30. And then on Friday, a few light showers. Maybe it's some flurries early, or a snow shower in some spots early on Friday. Otherwise, highs to about 44. Southwest wind 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy Friday night, back to about 30 degrees. And then Saturday, cloudy mid-40s. Saturday night, 32. Still isolated shower chances into Sunday, as highs stay in the mid-40s. Cold into the start of next week, 40 and partly sunny Monday, 43 Tuesday, hedging up about 50 looking ahead to Wednesday. But certainly a cold patch of weather to get through for several days upon us at this point. Meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the updates from you, Paul. Looking forward to talking again tomorrow and getting people ready for their weekend.
Exactly. Sounds good.
Have a good one. A big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center for joining us. Always good to talk with them.
Yes.
Melissa and I got a bunch of fun things lined up this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. You're going to have a chance to win some Linda Ronstadt Experience tickets, some River Kings tickets. Be listening between now and 10 for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it is morning. Most people starting their day with some breakfast, hopefully out there. Again, throwing the guilt. Make sure you eat. Most breakfast cereals aren't very healthy, or maybe that's just the ones that taste good. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. The ones that aren't. So a writer at thetakeout.com, and that's all one word, thetakeout.com, tried to strike a balance. She used guidelines from the Cleveland Clinic to find 10 cereals that are at least somewhat healthy and rank them from best to worst when it comes to taste. She also had her kids do a taste test.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Because kids are the best ones. They are going to tell you like it is.
Yes. Yeah. Not only do they have now no filter, but they, you're so right. This is their wheelhouse. I mean, they know cereal. All the cereals have 200 calories or less per serving and at least some whole grains, around 10 grams of sugar or less, and not too much salt. So let's get into the list here, Melissa. Let's go ahead and go from the top. Number one on the list, Cheerios. They're fairly healthy and most people like them, including kids.
Yep. I like Cheerios.
Cheerios.
I prefer the Honey Nut Cheerios, but...
Cheerios are good, and in order for them to stay on this list for you, though, you have to eat them regularly, not like my father does, where you pour sugar and sugar and sugar.
Right?
That doesn't count. I've always wondered, the milk afterwards, it just tastes like sugar? Is it sugar in milk? Is it Puffins. Puffins. Some people compare the taste to Cinnamon Toast Crunch, except healthier.
Okay. I know I've seen that cereal. It's been years and years and years since I've tried it.
It was a long time ago the last time I remember seeing that. And I personally, I refuse to eat Puffins because I love penguins. And I'm not going to eat something that, no, wait a minute. Oh, wow. I didn't ever look at the ingredients. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. They have nothing to do with the puffin penguins. Okay.
As far as I know, James, there isn't a breakfast cereal that contains meat.
I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, me too.
Rice Chex. They're also good without milk, they say, so they're a good snack for kids. Kids like them without.
They're also gluten-free.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part. Okay, there you go. Hmm. And that just seems to be a tried-and-true one. That seems to be one of those cereals that's always there. This is one I haven't heard of either, Melissa. Mom's Best Oats and Honey Blend. A lot of big grocery stores carry them. They look like cornflakes. Half are coated in honey and the other half are plain.
I've never seen those.
I would like to try them, though. That doesn't sound bad.
Oh. Honey? Flakes? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in. Cascadian Farm Honey Nut O's, but they're not much healthier than Honey Nut Cheerios. But I guess that, you know, maybe you might have a preference. You might like one taste more than the other. Mm-hmm. Did you have growing up, Melissa, did you guys have a lot of cereal?
No. My mom used to buy the big bags of the generic kind. We usually had the, like, Cheerios generic brand. And I'm trying to remember. We didn't get cold cereal very often because to have cold cereal, you had to have milk.
Mm-hmm.
We often ate cream of wheat or oatmeal for breakfast.
Mm.
Those were usually kind of what we had. Wheat berries. I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of eating wheat berries.
No, no. I don't think I've heard of it either. Not sure really what that is.
So a wheat berry is what you have before it's processed and turned into wheat or flour or, you know, other things that are made out of wheat. But my mother used to cook them in a crock pot overnight. And as a kid, it was like you just dreaded morning. I mean, you talk about not wanting to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mom cooking wheat berries was one of those things.
Wow. Because
you could smell it. And then to eat it, you couldn't put enough sweetener on this hot cereal that you had to eat in the morning to make it taste good. And they kind of pop in your mouth. Like, I don't know. I compared them in my childhood to eating caviar, which I had no idea what that was like.
But yeah,
like popping eggs in your mouth kind of thing. And I was so grossed out by it.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But as an adult, eating it is a totally different experience.
Yeah. Cereal was go ahead.
Not one I'd recommend for breakfast personally. They're good in like soup. Think of a similar thing would be like barley.
Okay. We had tons of cereal growing up. It was a big one for us. But we usually had the generic stuff too, except for Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
That one, like most of the cereals tasted pretty similar to the name brand stuff. That one for my mom and dad, though, that was what it just didn't taste close enough for them. They grew up on Frosted Flakes. They wanted the real stuff. They wanted that. But for the most part, I think that a lot of us are used to the generic versions of things.
Yeah. My grandma used to keep Kix. She would give us Kix.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one.
Which were yummy.
Love Grown Power O's. They look like Cheerios, but three times bigger. Okay.
Oh.
I haven't heard of that one either.
Three times bigger. That's a big Cheerio.
That seems like a big one, yeah. Special K. Now we're getting into ones that she didn't like as much. The writer described Special K as good for someone who, quote, doesn't want their breakfast overwhelmed by a whole lot of flavor. Yikes.
That's a good description of Special K, though.
Yeah.
My mom did buy that one, but she bought it to make a casserole.
Oh, okay.
She would make Special K loaf with Special K. And basically, you just crush it up, and you mix a bunch of eggs and cottage cheese and seasonings in it, and you bake it.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I'd eat it. I'd try it. I don't know if I'd like, but I
it's
love
like
the name.
It's like a vegetarian meatloaf.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love the name. It's a very creative dish. It's a very creative. I like that. That's cool. Cashy Go. They're just okay. It kind of feels like you're chewing on a small pile of sticks.
Yeah. Kashi has a lot of different cereals, some better than others. But yeah, Kashi Go is supposed to be like a granola, but it isn't quite as good, in my opinion.
Hmm. Fiber One. It's high in fiber, but looks like hamster food.
Yep.
Jeez. Oh, man. that's rough. That's
some harsh reviews here.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm guessing a lot of this is coming from the kids, too. So
maybe.
And the final one on this list, Nature's Path Organic Keto Cereal, or Keto Cereal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all around healthy, but looks like dog food. It's too crunchy, has too much cinnamon, and her kids hated it. It also was the most expensive cereal on the list at $8 a box. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Whoa.
No.
Probably a small box, too.
Where's my Cocoa Pebbles? Where's my...
Right?
I'm going right back
That's
to
That's at
the...
least, you know, $4 a box.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Is there any on this list that you're not hearing? And you know, it doesn't have to...
I'm surprised Grape Nuts didn't make the list.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, and some of those high-fiber cereals, honestly, are just better if you heat them up. If you put milk or even, you know, juice. I've seen people put, like, apple juice over Grape Nuts and then heat it up. And it's actually not bad.
There is a cereal, Honey Grahams O's. It's outside of like Cocoa Pebbles. It's my favorite cereal. It's like a Cheerio, but inside is granola.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good. They're really, really good. And yeah. they're cheap. And they're like $2 a box or something like that. Like they're
great. And the granola in there makes you feel like it's healthy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. But
then you look at the sugar content.
Okay, now you went too far. You went too far. looking at the label and then the details of the cereal.
Your cereal.
You set me up perfectly with that because for years I thought I was eating a healthy cereal and I'm like, I'm all proud of myself and everything because I'm bragging almost to people. Yeah, I eat these Honey O's, they're good for you. I don't eat kid cereal anymore. I look at the back of that label and I am so disheartened.
Yeah, your fiber content is like 1 gram.
Yeah,
your sugar's like 26 grams.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
And that's one of those ones, and we've talked about this a little bit already. When you trying to get the sugar out of your diet is like trying to get the water out of your body almost. It's not to say it's as impossible as something like that, but it feels that way. When
it's difficult.
Especially, and I don't know if other people have experienced this too, I'm really late in the game of focusing on this diet thing and what's going in, what the fuel that I'm giving my body and everything. But it gets disheartening sometimes and discouraging when you're doing this, and this, and you think you're doing everything right, and then you realize, this isn't exactly that healthy for me, or this isn't. And that's another thing as far as, like, if you are really working hard or working at all to try to better your life, better your diet, any of those things, again, I come back to giving yourself some grace. Be patient with yourself. Yeah. It takes time.
It
doesn't happen overnight.
No.
I'm trying to think of because I feel like, Melissa, this is, if not it is your wheelhouse, it is becoming more and more your wheelhouse, because you have to make substitutes all the time for foods that we, you know, a lot of us eat every day and don't think twice about. This is something that you and people like yourself have to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, okay, I've got a cereal in front of me, I know it's really good for me, but I don't like the taste. Can you, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but are there things that you can think of outside of sugar that you can, like, I almost said lace your cereal with. That's a horrible way to word this. My God, is that the worst way to word? Can I get a second take on that? We're live? Okay, we're live. All right, fine.
Well, I usually lace my cereal with maple syrup.
Okay.
But yeah, maple syrup, there are, I think it's a form of stevia. Is it Truvia? I don't know. There's different natural sugar substitutes that you can use if you want, like, not powdered, but granulated sugar.
Mm.
There are some out there that are natural, that are not just straight up sugar from the sugar cane. Mm. So there are alternatives. I usually just don't put sugar on my cereal, but I like, my favorite cereal right now is Life cereal, which has a decent amount of sweetener in it, but not excessive amounts. But I also don't eat cereal every day.
Yeah.
So
well, that's helpful, though. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
You can hear more things like that when Beth and Melissa get together for the Kitchens Open on Mondays. Be sure to be listening for that. A little shameless plug, Mel.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
We are excited to be able to do this right now. We've been able to do this a couple of times thanks to our good friends at the Arts Council. Sally Kistner over there, we wish a good morning to her and all of our friends over there. And today is go day for them. This is a big day for them and Eric Brittenacher and our friends at the Performing Arts Center, because Tristan McIntosh is coming to town with her band for the Linda Ronstadt Experience.
Woohoo!
Tristan is an American Idol finalist. She portrays Linda Ronstadt on stage at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. The 11-time Grammy Award winner, Linda Ronstadt's musical genre ranges from everything from rock to country to light opera to Latin. Linda's got a ton of hits under her belt, not just songs that she is famous for that she sang, but certainly songs that she wrote on and helped create.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be able to go to this show. We want you to be able to help support the arts, support our support local. We want you to get your tickets. SavorTheArts.com is where you can go to get those. Go there right now. Get them for you. SavorTheArts.com. Or you can call up 424-2600 and get yourself a pair of tickets for free right now. All you got to do is tell Melissa and I a Linda Ronstadt song. Tell us one of your favorite Linda Ronstadt songs.
Nice.
It's not as if the lady doesn't have a huge body of work to choose from. you literally, I mean, you've got hundreds of things that you could go ahead and answer.
You're no
with.
Good, James.
Yeah. No good. Nicely done. Nicely done. Oh, man. One of the things that I enjoy about this is bringing these acts to our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Again, a big shout out to everybody behind the scenes, Sally, the team at Linda's, and all the bands and that she works with, Eric, and all the work they do. Thank you so much for continuing to keep this the culture in our area and the arts in our area.
Yeah.
You can help support that for free right now. Just call up 424-2600. Win yourself the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Mel's got a ticket. I got a ticket. We're going to put them in your hands. Just call up. Mm-hmm. Give us a Linda Ronstadt song, and the tickets will be yours, and you got plans tonight.
Nice.
Be sure to take in the show if you get a chance. Again, the Linda Ronstadt Experience hitting the Performing Arts Center stage tonight at 7:30. You can get your tickets to savertheArts.com or by calling 424-2600. Melissa and I will be back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFHR.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Garth Brooks, everybody, friend of the show. Thank you so much for showing up, Garth. You don't have to leave. Okay, he's leaving. Melissa, it is time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. Let's get it on. Let's do this. It is time to send some people over your way at Misty's because they're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang at Misty's a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fun with the list today, Melissa. I got two names here. Give me a one or a two.
Let's go with one.
Okay, that gives us our qualifier. So we go ahead and get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Tammy Klein.
Ooh, happy birthday, Tammy.
Tammy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to Amanda Throckmorton Loomis.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda is a friend of WRCT, a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Amanda was most recently in Chapter 2 with the rest of the gang, myself and the rest of the cast and everything. Wonderful person to work with and meet. And Amanda is such a good story, too. It's a similar one that we've talked about on the airwaves with WRCT. Amanda hadn't acted since high school.
Yeah.
And wanted to, try something, just give it a shot, go out there. She'd been wanting to do it for years and finally had a little bit of time to be able to. And man, are we lucky she did, because we had she came into rehearsals, and I still think she had the best rehearsal out of any of us.
She came into auditions and blew us away. It was awesome.
That's what I meant to say, is auditions. Yeah. She just did such a great job and had a great performance. Amanda, enjoy your day. You're our qualifier.
Woohoo! All right.
And Pam always puts these notes here. isn't the 13th a lucky day to be born on or get married on? That's a good one. I've always thought the number 13 was actually lucky. I've actually always found it to be a lucky number for me.
I have too. And maybe it's just because I like to be contrary. In some parts of my life. Not all of them, because I'm a people pleaser. But when it comes to things like this, the supposedly unlucky number 13, that's my lucky number. I walk under ladders. I open umbrellas and doors. I'm a risk taker.
You and I are exactly the same when it comes to this. I feel very similar to what you said about 13. But for me, my favorite number has always been 4. And 1 plus 3 is 4. I always looked at it that way, too. Just when I would hear, especially growing up with a very superstitious mother, I would always push back on superstitions and those things. So it's a good one. Looking at our celebrity list, Caleb McLaughlin is 21. He is Lucas on Stranger Things.
Oh, I do really like that show. I hope to at some point be able to see the rest of it.
Ah, so good. It really is a good show. I started watching it because it basically was just nostalgia. Just, you know, mm-hmm. you're just in just ingesting nostalgia, hour long nostalgia. But it, the cast, the crew, like that whole, the writing, it's really good at every level. And Winona Ryder. So, I mean, yeah. I can't, you know, I'm not going to not watch. It's Winona Ryder. Right. That's what I do. Anastasia Ocasio Cortez is 33 today. Many people know her as AOC.
Ah, yes.
New York Congresswoman. They say here she's controversial. I don't see her as controversial as much as somebody who's representing her constituency.
She has been labeled as controversial in the media because they feel threatened by her. Because she's a woman who wants to speak up for other people, normal people.
Yeah,
for some reason, that's controversial.
Yeah, I guess that has been lost on me. I mean, I'm no stranger to controversy or the term of controversy and everything, but she does not come. Controversial to me with a politician is somebody who's got a scandal, somebody who's, you know, doing something they shouldn't be doing or something like that, and that's scandalous to me. Standing up for your constituency, that seems like your job. That seems like what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Ashanti is 44, R&B singer.
Nice.
She's
good.
She's very good. Great voice. Yeah. The incredibly talented Sacha Baron Cohen is 51.
Ah.
He is Ali G, Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen's done such an amazing job of the reality comedy of playing a character in the real world and just, you know, improv, just handle whatever comes your way. To the point where Borat is a household name, like that. He got great performances scattered throughout his career. He is so versatile. If you need him to do drama, he can do it. If you need him to make you laugh, he can do it. He's just an all around incredibly talented human being. Rhett Atkins is 53, country singer whose son goes by the name Thomas Rhett.
Okay, I'm not super familiar with him.
Mm. Nancy Kerrigan is 53 as well.
Ah,
you know, certainly, yeah, you know, certainly the history she has tied to Tanya Harding, that is never going to be lost, but it unfortunately gets lost in the shuffle. Yeah, she's one of our greatest Olympians.
Mm-hmm.
She once wanted to be an Olympic gold medalist, but that turned out to, you know, not work out and stuff. But Nancy Kerrigan was incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Tisha Campbell is 54. Gina on Martin. She was also on Dr. Ken and Damon Wayans' show, My Wife and Kids. I always thought she was a good actress.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen a whole lot that she's been in as I'm looking through her list.
Hmm. Kate Walsh is 55. She is Addison on Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice. And let's see here. Jerry Rice is 60, NFL legend, and the undisputed best wide receiver in history. There is Jerry Rice as the number one receiver in human history. Mm-hmm. Number two is Jerry Rice. Number three is Jerry Rice. Number four, maybe Steve Largent. Number five, I mean, there's no position in football and maybe even in sports that I've studied, that I've watched more closely than wide receiver. It's what I played. It's what I loved and enjoyed. I was a kick and punt returner. I was a receiver. And growing up, I looked up to Jerry Rice more than any other receiver in sports history, and enjoyed him. Jerry Rice was never, from high school to the NFL, he was never the strongest, smartest, or fastest player on the field. But nobody trained or worked harder than Jerry Rice.
Hmm.
I'm so thankful to him, too, not just as somebody who was entertained by him, but because of his Hall of Fame speech. I don't watch all of these, but I, you know, an athlete like him, I certainly was going to watch his Hall of Fame speech, and Jerry was up there, and he's giving a lot of the same things that we hear from a lot of these speeches, but then he takes a moment, and you can tell that he's going to start reading from a script, but he has to take a second, and he starts talking about, you know, if I have any advice to anybody out there, if I have any advice to athletes out there, slow down, enjoy the moment. He talks about how when they won their first Super Bowl, and or I believe he was named MVP. It was probably Joe Montana, but one of those. He wins the Super Bowl. He has an amazing game. And while everybody's popping champagne and celebrating, they can't find Jerry because he's in the film room because he had two drop passes in that game, and he's going over what happened and wants to know what happens while it's fresh in his mind. And already thinking about game one next year that he can make up for those two drops. And he realized that he got to the end of his career where he's playing in Seattle and he's kind of barely there. And he's now just realizing, I didn't enjoy any of this. I didn't enjoy 1 second of my career. I spent my whole career fighting and striving to be the best in the world at this. And I never thought of that before. I never heard anybody talk about things like that really before, especially somebody I looked up to so much. And I am not at all putting myself in anywhere near the universe of Jerry Rice. But if he could do that, well, who am I to spend my whole life since I was 7 years old? All I've wanted to do is be the greatest actor in the world. And that's all I've really focused on and put my energy into. Whenever I did a play, whenever I was on a movie set, anything, I was by myself, I was reading my lines, I was getting my character. Is there one little nook or cranny that I haven't discovered about this character that I can make him more realistic and make him more believable? I did that relentlessly. Mm-hmm. And I'm not much better now. That Hall of Fame speech was a long time ago, Melissa. But that speech helped me get there, helped me learn to you know, hopefully get better and better at that the more I go on in my life and in my career. And really, it's something that I think everybody can take a page from.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Osmond is 63. Well, she's a little bit country, and Donnie's a little bit rock and roll. Sir Marie Osmond, well-known life and career.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Carter is 66. He is the creator of X-Files.
Ooh.
Yeah, a lot of people thanking Chris Carter today.
No kidding.
Let's see here. Sammy Hagar is 65. Sammy Hagar is 75. He's 75. Ooh. Wow. I didn't see that coming. Wow. Unfortunately for him, he still can't drive 55. That is a shame. That is a shame. You would think at 75 he would finally be able to. That's not right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Also, Paul Simon, 81 today.
Really?
Yeah, I feel bad for Paul Simon. He's always lived in the shadow of Art Garfunkel. He's no. It's Paul Simon. I mean, you don't need me to tell you anything about Paul Simon. No. You know everything there is to know about Paul Simon. He's an amazing artist. Great songwriter. And a couple of people no longer with us, and both equally legendary in their field and what they did. The great Margaret Thatcher, born on this day in 1925, mm-hmm. passed away in 2013. British Prime Minister from 1979 to 1990. And I do believe Britain's first first female Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the longest serving of the 20th century.
Indeed. From 1979 to 1990, every young English girl that grew up saw a woman in power, two women in power, the Queen and Margaret Thatcher. Mm-hmm. And I've heard, and I have many friends who are English and grew up during that time, talk about what that meant and how important representation is in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my bigger influences, one of the greatest to ever do it, Lenny Bruce, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 1966, very young. Lenny Bruce, literally, there isn't a comic that you enjoy or you listen to, and as far as modern comics, everybody that followed Lenny Bruce that did not look up to Lenny Bruce. There is pushing the envelope, and then there is taking it and setting it on fire. And that is what Lenny Bruce did. You talk about people that were ahead of their time. You cannot say that term and not include Lenny Bruce. Yeah, there's incredible, incredible Jewish comedian that literally broke down doors and paved ways for not just people like myself, but literally anybody that wanted to do, you know, different comedy, that didn't want to go up there and do knock-knock jokes. The great Lenny Bruce. Again, happy birthday to Tammy Klein. Enjoy your day, Tammy.
Yes, happy birthday, Tammy.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Amanda Throckmorton-Loomis. Amanda, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
You're our qualifier. We encourage you to listen to Melissa's news and then go ahead and head on over to Misty's menu and do some celebrating. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. Head on over there. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Good morning, Wisconsin. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Getting ready for All Hallows Eve around here.
It's coming.
Melissa and James with you, 8:43 on the clock. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. This isn't too scary. This sure makes it sound like our grandparents were drinking much better than the swill we get today. Researchers in Belgium say that they've come up with a way to make beer taste better, or if you already like beer, taste even better. For centuries, breweries would let it ferment in big open vats. Then in the 1970s, almost all breweries switched to be closed, pressurized vats because it was a lot cheaper and easier to make big batches. One side effect, though, was the flavor. The yeast couldn't really stand up to the pressure, and it made beer taste slightly worse. The new study eliminated the side effects by finding the gene in yeast that creates a, quote, banana-like flavor. And that is responsible for most of the flavors in most beers, in all beers, really. Then they generally genetically modified it to stand up to the pressure of a closed vat. They say it means that pretty soon beer might taste better or closer to what our grandparents were drinking.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think that this stuff has, certainly its place. I would love to see these scientists, you know, kind of working on some other stuff that has come up, I don't know, in the last couple of years. But, that's all right. go where your passion takes you. Mm-hmm. I guess if you don't know what you're missing, how are you going to know? If a beer tasted better for back in our grandparents' day, how would we know?
True. They know. Because they taste beer today and go, this isn't as good as it was when I was a kid. But I don't know.
I don't
probably say that about a lot of things.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, so I thought it was worth touching on. But I don't really have a whole lot of, I don't think there's a lot of meat on the bone on this one necessarily. I will say this, it did get me to think of banana beer and how I don't want that to ever happen. I don't ever want to taste a banana beer. That does not sound good to me. I love bananas, but no.
I like bananas, but I really, the only artificially flavored banana thing that I like is banana Laffy Taffy.
Oh, that is really good.
Every other fake banana flavor just grosses me out.
I get that. It's one of those ones that doesn't transfer very well.
No, not for me either.
But I got to say, I do definitely love the Laffy Taffy, banana flavored Laffy Taffy. Or banana. Yes. Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that. That's a great reference.
But I wonder if we, because there are, you can make beer at home. Beer is actually very easy to brew. And I wonder if, because most of the places, or the one brew thing I went to, it was like a brew club, and they made it in a kettle on the stove, but then you bottle it in they were using 2-liter soda bottles. So I wonder if you let it ferment open, like they're talking about historically would be done, if it would taste better than if you close it up.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah. Maybe we should just try making it at home, James.
I have to say that I have always wanted to make do that, the brewing at home thing. I've always wanted to try that. It does seem like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's not super hard. I think the hardest part is you got to make sure everything's very clean.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Melissa and James here with you. I'm enjoying these Halloween bumpers way too much.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying these. Welcome back, everybody. Melissa and I are going to take it to the 9 o'clock hour. In that hour, you're going to have a chance to win some River Kings tickets. Be listening for that. Get into some entertainment news and some good stories of the day that ain't right stories. All that coming up for you. Right now, you probably heard the saying, a little goes a long way, because it can apply to a lot of stuff. From kindness and patience to chili powder and ketchup to plenty of other things. In a new poll, 72% of people believe that it's the littlest things in life that can bring the most joy. People say those pleasures can remind them of, quote, what's really important, boost mental health, and help them live in the moment, or, quote, live in the moment.
Yeah.
People were also asked for examples of things when a little bit can go a long way. And the results are all over the place. Some popular answers were a smile, laughter, a compliment, a free drink, respect, respect, a brisk walk outside, flowers, mm-hmm. a piece mm-hmm. of chocolate, confidence, mm-hmm. a power nap.
Mm-hmm. Nice, yes.
Even a candle. Mm-hmm. Some other items, a birthday card, lip balm, butter, soap, salt, a shot of espresso, salad dressing, ginger spice, you know, I mean, scary spice. I don't know the Spice Girl names, but all the Spice Girls, maybe that does it. I don't know. It's an interesting study. I don't want to like pick on the study or anything like that, because I think it's nice to have the backup or to have the data. That's the way my brain like certainly appreciates. But it feels like one of those things like, hey, water is wet. We're going to do a study to tell you this. Like, I feel like most of us kind of get this, that the little things are what really make the day move and can often be the thing that makes your day.
And to be able to give those things to other people can also make your day, you know?
Yeah, we talk about this a lot when it comes to volunteering, but it's the case with any of these things or any of this subject matter. When you spread good, when you spread positive vibes, it doesn't just affect the people around you, it affects you too.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
We were talking earlier about starting your day, and you know, if you start your day kind of on a rough note and everything, it tends to stick with you. It's hard to shake to get your human legs back kind of under you and all that. This isn't that different. If you walk around all day with your fists clenched, you're probably going to get in a fight. You know, if you walk around all day looking and enjoying the little things, the positives, you had all green lights going to work. Things like that. Yeah, your coffee turned out right. I mean, it doesn't take
you have
a high
something
bar
to look forward to at lunch.
Yeah, that could be it too. There are no shortage of examples of the little things kind of really bringing it home for us. But it is something that life is busy. Life is crazy. Mm-hmm. And we get busy. And we don't have a lot of time to think about these things often. I don't have time to think about the fact that I had all green lights going to work today because I got to get to work. I got work on the brain. I got things to think about here. But if you take a moment to be in the moment and realize that, this never happened. Actually, I had all green lights getting to work today. This worked out really good. I'm at work early. I can get ready. Yeah. You tend to have a better vibe, a better appreciation for not just life in general, but I feel like you're getting more out of life.
Mm-hmm. And like this time of year, especially, it's awesome to just take a moment while you're out. You know, if you get to go for a walk before work or during your work day or as you're driving to work, notice the colors. You know, the trees are putting on a show for us right now that we can enjoy. And that's something you can enjoy while you're doing these other things, looking out the window at work or driving to work or taking a moment to go for a walk and just enjoy those little things.
I think it's the thing that I may love the most about autumn is that it's the one thing that does make me slow down. It's one of the few things that's consistently throughout my whole life has made me slow down is looking at nature. Nature to me is the greatest artist of all time. Nobody's ever going to top nature as an artist. And what she, right. you put it so perfectly. What the trees, what's going on right now, it's a show. It's not one that you can rewind. It's not one that you can put on your DVR or anything like that. You've got to take it in real time.
We've all seen those time-lapse photos of like a flower opening. I took multiple pictures of a tree that I absolutely love that was up the road from my mom's house. And I tried to do it at certain points during the autumn. I haven't gotten to stitch those pictures together yet. And I also took them at different times of the year. But autumn is the time where that tree just changes so rapidly that you get to see it unfolding and giving you that show.
I'm doing something very similar, Melissa. That's really funny. Have we been spending too much time together?
We might be.
I feel really bad for you when it comes to that.
That's why I moved away, James.
You're right. Yeah.
Put some distance between us.
Now it's out the box. Now the audience really knows why you moved.
It was. Yeah. It's not because you smell bad.
No. Thankfully. If it takes that, to get you to slow down a little bit, great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes. I don't know many of us that couldn't afford to do a little bit more of this. I think there are some people that I actually really admire and look up to, and I'm trying to like steal from their playbook a little bit of, okay, well, they seem to have a great work-life balance. How do they do it? What are they doing that I'm not doing? And different things like that. That helps. But I think that a lot of this, too, is something that you really, you can have all the tips, all the help. You can have a life coach or any of these things, and it's still always going to come down to you. So you're going to have to make the initiative. You're going to have
to implement those things into your life somehow.
And they're so worth it. I had no idea. And I'm not, I'm a work in progress. I'm still working at
Aren't
this.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, true. Very true. But even with that, I can say in the last 3-4 years when I've been doing implementing more of this in my life, I feel like I'm getting more out of life. I didn't realize what I was missing. I had no clue of how much of life, how much of everyday stuff I was missing until I literally just started to slow down a little bit. I think pets are good for this too. It's hard not to slow down a little bit when you got to pet the dog, you got to, you know, pet the cat, feed the fish, whatever it is. Taking a dog for a walk can oftentimes do that to me, where I can't. Yeah, I'm in my head. I can overthink as much as I want, but I'm outside. I'm with the dog. I'm focusing on what he's getting into. And before I know it, I'm not really thinking about my troubles or my or stresses or anything like that.
Yeah, I think kids can do that for you, too. Just ask them about their day.
Mm-hmm.
And actually listen. It changes your focus.
It's a great one. It's a really, really good one. You're so right about that. They truly do. They make it so that you almost can't help yourself. You really do get in the moment, and you're with the kids, and you're talking with them, and before you know it, like an hour's gone by, and maybe you don't know, you can't solve the world's problems, or you didn't get that project at work completely hammered out, but you enjoyed your hour.
Maybe you got dinner made while you were having that conversation and enriching their life as well as yours.
That's true. That's true, and that's another good way to do it. I will say that one of the things that I've done, I've had to get better about in the last couple of years when it comes to this subject, is not multitasking while I'm doing it. I thought I could get away with, hey, I'm living my life while I'm also doing something else that, it takes away my focus of being in the moment. You're absolutely right, Mel, and I don't want to besmudge that or anything. I think,
well, because sometimes you have to do those things to be able to get life done.
Yeah, go ahead and ask your kids to wait a minute, see how that goes. to your point. I mean, that's a strong point. But nothing in life worth having comes easy. It just seems to be the case more times than not. I'm sure there are one or two examples out there, but the majority of things take work, take a little bit of effort, and it's worth it.
Yeah, because things that take work and take effort are the things that enrich our lives.
It is very similar to our democracy. It takes work. It takes time. You have to be informed. You have to do your research.
You
do your homework.
Be involved.
Yeah. Do not just take what talking heads or politicians or anybody else just barks at you. Mm-hmm. Do your own homework. And that is, yes, one of my worst segues to go into this next topic. But I'm trying, everybody. I was trying. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has rescheduled its next and potential final hearing for today at 1 o'clock. WFHR will air this today starting at noon. And then after this, our local personalities on our radio stations will be, giving you some feedback, giving you some review over it. It's an important one. It's an important thing to take a listen to. If you get a chance today, we encourage you to.
It is important, and I have to issue out an apology because I had on the newscast this morning, it probably only ran once on each station, but I had said that the Senate debates that are happening tonight were going to be airing on our station, and they're not. We don't have the rights to air that on our station, but we will be airing the January 6th hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Senate debates will be, available to see tonight at 7, which are also very important for us to pay attention to.
Very true. They've been really interesting debates so far. So I agree with you, Mel. You got to check that out if you get a chance today. It's time. We'll take a break here. We'll come back and have some more fun at, well, Pam, you tell them.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.